This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As you listen to this, about one-third of our members will be concentrating hard on helping to make the RPM Design and Fabrication Forest Sprint, which is being run on closed roads within a pine plantation located between Mount Gambier and Millicent, a safe and successful event. Most of us will be there to ensure that no vehicles try to use any of the roads within the closed-off 10-kilometre course, while a handful will be calling car numbers back to race control as they pass those points. This will be critical in order for race control to track the progress of competitors as they move along the course. If a car appears to have gone missing between two of the call points, race control will quickly know and can take measures to ensure that the car and its occupants are safe and well, if they need recovery or first aid, etc. With 60 members, our small club is stretched to the limit and being able to supply enough people to make this event as safe as it can possibly be, as the entry list is mostly comprised of purpose-built high-performance rally cars, not the usual amateur-built club-type entries. They will be travelling at high speeds, up to 160 kilometres an hour, which means that ensuring road closures are maintained is critical. We wish the organisers of this event all the very best and trust that the day is a massive success. Once this day is done and dusted, we will have a few months to regroup and, hopefully, complete a few projects that need our attention before we must start preparations for the 2026 Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb in mid-November. At this point, there is a small amount of uncertainty surrounding the event this year, as there is a possibility that the city of Mount Gambier may decide to complete some roadworks on the course. If this happens, no racing will be permitted on the course until the new surface has had the proper time allowed to cure, which would mean no hill climb for 2026. Watch this space. Just harking back a bit to the Australian Fox Hunting Championships. We used our new club trailer again for some of the events this year, and every time we use it, we appreciate how good it is even more. There are a few small jobs still to be completed, but it continues to be a major improvement over the old unit, which, in reality, was never really fit for purpose. It was a very big investment for our club, but it continues to prove worthwhile in every respect. We are currently in the design process for a wrap-style logo, which we plan to have put on the rear of the trailer and which we hope will help to promote the hobby and our group to members of the public as they travel along behind it. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, my fellow radio amateurs. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the latest North East Radio Club news. The next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Saturday, the 27th of June, at 2:30 p.m. at the Modbury West Community Hall Clubrooms. Colin, VK5ACE, will be instructing us in the correct techniques of soldering. Then on Sunday, the 28th of June, at 3:30 p.m, on the VK5RHO repeater, 146.850 MHz, the next lecture in the North East Radio Club Amateur Technical segment will be on, and it will be all about the development of the electron valve. And it's not long to go now, and it will be time for the North East Radio Club AGM. So please consider standing for a committee position and help run our wonderful electronics and radio club. The AGM will be held at the Modbury West Community Hall at 3:30 p.m. on July the 25th, which is a Saturday, And after the formalities of the meeting, there will be some entertainment, followed by the usual AGM meal. A cover charge of $5 per head is to cover the catering expenses. And this AGM will be the final meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall, as the Northeast Radio Club has got a new venue. So it will be farewell to Capulet Crescent, and the first meeting in August will be at 144 Smart Road, St Agnes, and that will be in the hall that we had our recent buy and sell. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now here's the local news from the South Australian Repeater Group.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB with some news and notes on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group. Last Wednesday evening, the 17th of June at 2000 hours local time, the first inaugural South Australian Repeater Group radio net was held, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network. And it was fantastic having so many operators coming in and participating in the net, which made the net so successful for all participants and the South Australian Repeater Group. The net will continue to be conducted on a weekly basis and will be hosted by a group of operators within the group, which will bring new ideas and variety, etc. to the airwaves. We are utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network as our membership base is so broad and spread out across Adelaide and its regions. So what better way than to give everyone the chance to join in on the radio net utilising the Link Repeater Network. The South Australian Repeater Group is planning in the future to also host the net on a multi-mode repeater, and this will give operators with digital capabilities opportunity to also participate in the net using digital formats. We'd love to hear you all up on the net this coming Wednesday, the 24th of June at 2000 hours local time, and you don't need to be a member of the group to participate, as everyone with an amateur radio license is welcome to come up and participate in the net. And exceptionally, we welcome new amateur license holders. Some great news is that the VK5 RDF digital multi-mode repeater is being recommissioned in the very near future, and that will assist with the digital coverage across Adelaide due to its location. Stay tuned for further details. The VK5 ROF digital WiseX repeater, which is hosted by members of the group, is located at Meadows and supported by Paul VK5 Yankee Yankee on his farm property, is functioning well and is providing great digital coverage across the southern suburbs and Frio Peninsula. The UHF-VHF Field Day contest is on this weekend, so don't forget to get on air and assist AREG with contacts and numbers. VK5OG Nathan and other members of the group have been busy with updating mesh core repeaters across Adelaide and working with other like-minded ham radio clubs of AHARS and AREG. And this weekend, a new mesh core repeater will be installed at the AREG site at Cosh Hill. The executive members of the group are continuing on developing and creating the exciting and informative webpage of the group, which is now online and can be found at the web address sarg.au. I'll say again, it's Sierra Alpha Romeo Golf.au, sarg.au. The webpage is not fully complete at this point, and as such, changes will continue to be made in its development and information. Have a look at the page, and I say again, the address is sarg, that's sarg.au. You can also follow the South Australian Repeater Group on our Facebook page, which contains a lot of exciting news, announcements, activities, and information on becoming a member, along with the online membership registration form for you to become a member if you wish to. The South Australian Repeater Group now has over 50 members, and it is pleasing that so many amateur radio operators are wanting to be involved in this dynamic group and moving forward with technology in amateur radio. On that note, folks, keep your eyes and ears open, and we're looking forward to you becoming members of the South Australian Repeater Group. Stay tuned for further announcements. We also wish to thank our corporate sponsors for supporting us, along with the greater amateur radio community for their assistance in supporting the South Australian Repeater Group. This has been David, VK5LSB, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, Looking forward to chatting to you all on the SargNet this coming Wednesday night at 2000 hours on the Link Repeater Network. 73 all and stay safe.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, a huge thank you to all the amateurs who participated in last weekend's Horus Balloon Flight Telemetry Collection Exercise. The flight, which was carried out for the CSIRO, went faultlessly, and we're always grateful for the support of the South Australian amateur radio community for their assistance with telemetry monitoring of these flights. There'll be news about the flight appearing on our website soon. Next up, we have some repeater news, this week relating to the VK5RSB Summertown site. We have discovered a problem with the power amplifier on the 70cm 439.9 repeater at VK5RSB. This was being aggravated with the link network being particularly busy. So, as to not cause permanent damage, we have for now disconnected the RSB 439.9 repeater from the link network and left it in standalone repeater mode. You might say, well, how do I access the link network now? Well, in its place, the VK5 RSB 2m repeater has now been connected to the link system. This repeater, operating on 147.175MHz, is now available to access the entire state repeater system on the 2m band in Adelaide. Once 70cm is repaired, we'll make a final decision as to which of the two repeaters will remain connected, but it's actually quite possible that we will leave the 2m repeater as a permanent fixture on the link network here in Adelaide. Be interested in your feedback. If you have any thoughts, please let us know. Now, some news for the Adelaide fox hunting enthusiasts. AREG is pleased to announce that the next Saturday afternoon fox hunt will be held on Saturday, July the 4th, starting at 2pm. The event will start in the North Parklands off Lefevre Terrace on the northern side of North Adelaide. We will again begin with a foot-based hunt and will have loan equipment available for those that have not got their own gear. A three-leg vehicle hunt will then follow on 2 and 70cm, spanning across the metropolitan area. More details will be on the AREG website in the coming days. Finally, one to put in your diary, our next meeting will be held on Friday, July the 17th, starting at 7:30pm. This month, we will have Ivan, VK5RS, giving us a presentation on how to get started designing and manufacturing your own printed circuit boards. As always, our meetings are open for visitors, as well as our remote members nationwide via Zoom. We hope to see you there. That's all for this week. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. And remember, radio is magic.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.